You know, a couple balls caught at middle part of the plate. Hit a couple balls hard. You got to give those guys credit. But, you know, I also think, you know, if you kind of look at some of the how hard they hit the ball and what the trajectory of it was, I think the wind probably helped some of the balls, right? So it was just a tough day. Hanging in that game as long as that he did and kind of helping us in the way that he did was probably more of the story for me than, you know, a couple balls that probably weren't hit that great that got out. So, you know, F actually hung in there and did a great job today.
How difficult has it been for you the last 2 days watching the team fall behind that badly, that quickly?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I think as we've kind of had some of our worst moments this year, it was more this story than not. Recently, I don't feel like we've done this. I feel like our pitching has actually held up pretty good here, you know, over the last few weeks. Seems like it's good. These last couple of days, unfortunate how it's gone. A lot of credit goes to, Charlie for doing what he did yesterday, F for doing what he did today, hanging in there. The bats coming alive a little bit at the end of both games and making it a little bit interesting. So not ideal by any means, but, you know, an opportunity nonetheless to learn from.
Would it be fair to say that the challenges of the weekend and the circumstances have maybe seeped into the way that
this was tough yesterday, there's no doubt. I don't think that when you walk in that clubhouse, guys, today, this morning, or even yesterday, you know, as the news kind of circulated and things settled in, I don't think that they're feeling sorry for themselves. And I don't think that their compete has diminished in any ways. I think it's just kind of an unfortunate set of circumstances coming out of the first couple innings, the last couple days. Certainly something that I think that we'll kind of solve here, you know, going into Milwaukee and then Boston.
Tony, kind of on that note, I mean, the road environment, I mean, these guys have kind of been around this environment with all the stuff happening with Brandon. And, is it a good time to kind of have maybe a sort of more insulated clubhouse in Milwaukee and Boston and have some time just kind of with each other?
We love playing here. We love being home in Baltimore. This is a great yard. We love playing for our fans. They're passionate. But I do think any time you go on the road, the group shrinks and tightens. So whether you've won 10 in a row at home or not, I do. We all do like going on the road and kind of tightening up the environment a little bit.
What happened there at the end of the game with the fan yelling at the dugout and a couple players looked like?
Just some confusion. I couldn't quite tell what the fan was telling Gunner. Gunner didn't seem too alarmed by it. The way he was doing it, and I think the security guard kind of stepping in or the usher stepping in, I think maybe gave the appearance that it was more negative than it probably was. And it was good to see Sed kind of step in and kind of come to Gunn's rescue in that moment. But just, you know, Sed was sticking up for his teammate. Sed was unsure what he was saying. It just probably looked more negative than I think it actually was.
Obviously tough with Kyle Gibson, being DFA today, but
yeah.
As you said yesterday, the ramp-up process was pretty quick for him. Are you hoping if he does stay in the organization to maybe give him some more time in the minor leagues to maybe just kind of get going here before potentially?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you look around the league last year, you know, some of the guys, the pitchers, some big-name starting pitchers that signed late, you know, kind of how it went for those guys. So it's unfortunate how it worked out. If Gibby decides to stay, man, that would be a boost to the organization without a doubt.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, guys. Thank you.